Well, I think the camera is the key to this, and maybe we should just take a few minutes just to look at what the camera was about, because the camera produced the photographs.
Okay.
Now,
what kind of cameras did they use?
Right. It was they all used the same camera. This was the camera that was used on the lunar surface to take photographs of the astronauts, the ones we're all familiar with. They were all Hasselblad cameras. Now, Hasselblad is a camera made in Sweden, but it happens to be the best camera you can buy.
Now, were they made especially for the moon flight, or were they the same cameras that you would use on the planet here?
They're very similar to the one you could go into a shop today and buy. You could go into a shop today and buy a similar camera. It's the Hasselblad 500. It was such a good camera, they haven't really changed the design of it much since it was first produced. It was altered because there were various things that needed to be changed on the camera, and these were done by Hasselblad in Sweden. The most important thing was there's no viewfinder, because you couldn't use it. If you were in a spacesuit, you couldn't get your head close enough to the viewfinder.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's on top of the camera. So there was no viewfinder, and they wanted to remove the mirror, which is, it's a single-lens reflex camera. They removed the mirror from inside. It was a motor drive camera, i.e. the film was advanced automatically. As soon as you'd taken a picture, the film advanced automatically using an electric, a couple of batteries and a motor. It had no exposure meter built in. Hasselblad cameras do not have exposure meters built in. It was manually operated in the focusing, setting of the shutter speed, 1/60th, 25th, 250th.
Mm-hmm.
It was also manually operated in setting the aperture, f5.6, f8, f11. All these were manual operation, and the shutter button is on the front of the camera. So when the camera is mounted on an astronaut's chest, as they all were, he couldn't see where the shutter button was.
He'd have to feel around for it, I guess. And how do you do that with those big gloves on, right?
Well, you're wearing armored gauntlets, so you're not going to feel a lot through them. You also have no means of knowing if you've actually taken a photograph. Have you pressed the shutter, or did you miss and press a bit of the camera? Because the only means of knowing if you've taken a photograph on the special lunar Hasselblads, the moon cameras, was a little dial on the side of the camera indicating if the film had advanced.
Well,
now, normally, when you take a photograph, you press the shutter and you hear a click, and you know you've taken a picture.
Right.
And most people are familiar with cameras. Now, in space, you won't hear the click because sound doesn't travel in a vacuum, which is what the moon is. So you have this problem. You've got a camera that has no viewfinder, has no exposure meter. You have to estimate the light, which nobody's been to the moon before to take photographs, and nobody knows how bright the light is. We know it's pretty bright up there. All we do know is there are no clouds, so it's going to be sunlight. You've got no exposure meter. You've got to manually set the shutter speed, the aperture setting, the focus ring has to be adjusted manually, and there were little wings put onto them so you could move it with your armored gauntlets. The shutter button was not visible from inside a spacesuit, and you didn't know if you'd taken a photograph. With those limitations of use, some of the most iconic photographs of the 20th century were produced. I think not. I think the photographs that we have seen produced by NASA as evidence for the landing on the moon were professionally taken in simulation and training exercise sets on Earth by professional photographers to produce the PR images that NASA subsequently issued to the world as evidence for the success of the Apollo mission.
All right, that is a possibility that they did take those pictures and give them in addition to it. Let me ask you one question. There's a picture out there that shows the reflection of, and I think it was a picture of Armstrong that Aldrin took, that shows a picture of the lander reflecting in his visor. But it also looks like, to me, it could be a reflection of a photographer standing in front of him that you could see in his visor. In your opinion, is that a real picture, or did somebody somehow superimpose a little tiny picture of a photographer in his suit, not spacesuit, just normal clothes, obviously on a set? Is that possible?
It's possible, but if you're going to produce photographs that are supposedly taken on the moon, you're going to make quite sure that you've got everything absolutely correct. So
how could you make a mistake and get that one out into the system?
Well, exactly. Now, obviously, with the internet and the amount of
computer graphics
software, you know, Photoshop, I've seen photographs showing about 3 astronauts on the moon. It's very easy to manipulate the images. So the only images that I use are the ones that that were available up to 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I don't use any images that were taken off the internet because they can be manipulated. Now, obviously, if you can manipulate them so easily, NASA may well have done so. But manipulated them to make us believe that what we're looking at was what we'd expect to see on the moon. But because only 12 people have ever been onto the moon, so we're told, those are the 12 people who one would have to ask and say, did you take this on the moon? And if you ask them, which I've done, they will say yes.
Well, yeah, I mean, Edgar Mitchell's been on this program before, Apollo 14 astronaut. He said he's been there, and he comes across to me as a very sincere, honest person, Marcus.
They all are. They are admirable. All astronauts are admirable men. They're the best of the best. That's why they were chosen. They were trained within an inch of their lives to be the best and to take the American people's dreams and hopes to the moon. That's their purpose. But you have to say one thing. They were all military men.
True.
Every single one of them.
Yes.
They'd all taken their oaths of honor and secrecy, not only to each other, but to their country and to their commander-in-chief. So when their commander-in-chief says, jump, they only have one question. How high, sir?